Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Story's rolling out the deals today, looking to attract a lot of customers on Black Friday. Estimates predict an increase in sales, but those numbers might look less impressive when factoring in inflation. Then there are some smarter customers with us to explain that. It's Burke Flickinger, retail analyst and managing director of the Strategic Resource Group. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the day after Turkey Day. So what are the smart customers doing on Black Friday?
Rob, the smart customers are outsmarting the stores. They're waiting for the stores to get to desperation discounting. For example, Target's got 35% more unsold inventory today than same time last year. Walmart's got 25% unsold inventory. So the longer a shopper waits, the better the bargains.
And what can stores and retailers expect this holiday? Is it going to be like kind of a gangbuster one, or maybe not as great as expected?
Not as great as expected, Rob. University of Michigan consumer sentiment has it at historic lows, as reported this week. At the same time, the National Retail Federation is reporting over 166 million people will shop online versus in-store this weekend. The issue, whether it's the Citadel Mall you just reported on with your team or across America, more shopping is going to be online than in-store this year. As people buy primarily for need and in the weight they gained over COVID, primarily for clothes and less for consumer electronics, less for laptops.
Okay, that's interesting. Speaking of online, I got a story about some Amazon workers thinking about walking off the job. Is that going to be enough to affect any problems? Like if you're going online to shop for something, Amazon, I think, one of the biggest online retailers. So maybe you try to buy something and then something glitches and you don't get your product?
Amazon's continuing to be an issue, as you're presently reporting, Rob, because two-thirds of Amazon's total sales come from third-party sellers. So that's not as well-regulated. And also, people will see Amazon's competitors discount very deeply. So whether it was Alibaba in the Asia-Pacific region had a disappointing Singles Day 2 weeks ago, Amazon had a disappointing Prime Day last month. It's best to do what you and your traffic reporters are reporting. Go to Citadel Mall, go to Macy's, which licensed Toys R Us and has great Toys R Us sections in every Macy's store. And for the brush fire on the 105 and the 710, Smokey the Bear was in Macy's New York parade yesterday. And hopefully to Southern Cal, the KNX region, to prevent fires across California and across the nation, too.
I want to look ahead to Small Business Saturday. How are small businesses going to do this year? Because I'm wondering if a lot of people that might think about foregoing the bigger stores might save their time and money for small business. Is that going to be the case?
Rob, you're completely correct. Bankrate.com is reporting that 59% of people will shop small businesses tomorrow on Small Business Saturday, up from 56% last year. And AAA is reporting that 95% of people are going to be traveling locally within 50 miles of one's home. So that will help local restaurants, local retailers, and especially on Small Business Saturday tomorrow.
Right. And looking even further ahead for the future, things are changing. And it's not just because we're coming out of the pandemic and also because people shop differently these days and inflation has affected our buying habits. And some of those habits might change from now moving forward. If that is the case, and I might be wrong, you can tell me, how will stores adjust holiday seasons in the future when trying to attract customers?
Rob, great question. And stores will adjust that. Black Friday to Small Business Saturday to Cyber Monday, those sales will all start during Labor Day rather than the day after Thanksgiving to give customers more time to shop, more time to save. And Afterpay is reporting this year, Rob, that 13% of people will buy now, pay later, up from 5% last year. So consumers are really cash and credit constrained. Well, good news that energy prices are going down with worldwide drought and short harvests. Food prices will be, our record prices now will be even higher in crop year 2023. So food prices will keep inflation high and catalyze consumers' change in purchases, as you referenced.
All right. Thanks so much, Bert Flickinger, Retail Analyst, Managing Director of the Strategic Resource Group.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.